I can tell you that as long as there are requests in bills that don't deal strictly with the budget, then it's going to make it more difficult to bring the two parties together with the governor's office. And so that may extend the life of this fight a little bit more.
Is this stalemate acceptable considering the damage done to the state government while it continues?
I mean, the damage that's being done is being selected and chosen by the governor's office. His administration is deliberately choosing to withdraw or withhold funds and not pass a budget so that higher ed, human services, and every other state government appropriation can be taken care of because he wants the turnaround agenda. And people should not forget that this is all about him wanting the turnaround agenda. The governor wants this thing done in a particular way. Otherwise, he says, we're not going to get anything out of this process. And what we're saying is we believe, and we've said from the very beginning, that there really should be a balanced approach to doing the budget. And the budget should be the central focus of that approach. Let's negotiate how much money is actually needed. How much revenue is needed? We haven't had that discussion. He refuses to have it. What do we need to do to make sure that the state can get back on track and that we can fund the needed services for our communities? He's not interested in that. What he's interested in is literally taking over the process. He's interested in getting his turnaround agenda. He's interested in administrative rule changing without utilizing the legislative process.
You're covering a district with this flagship university and dire predictions. We talked about MAP grants and we need to look at cuts, especially at other schools. But what do you think is your responsibility to the people here and what higher education is seeing?
I really believe that my responsibility to the people here is to make sure that we don't take on dangerous cuts that would really not only lay off people here at the university, in some cases may require the university to cut whole departments. I believe our responsibility is to protect what we have here at the university, minimize the cut as much as possible, because higher ed has been receiving cuts over the last several years. In every single budgetary year, there's been some cut. The Democrats propose cuts to the higher ed budget, and those cuts were very difficult, about 8.6%, which is not a small amount. It's about almost $57 million that were recommended to be cut out of the higher ed budget. The recommendation from the governor's office and the GOP, their recommendation would cut $144.3 million out of higher ed. We have to continue to negotiate to a smaller number.
If we go through the year and there is still not an agreement on a budget, what do you expect the impact to be?
I mean, the lack of funding currently is just adding to our backlog. Instead of us passing a budget, our backlog is continually growing, because we have issues in this budget discussion that shouldn't be there. And as long as the GOP is willing to hold those things, hold the budget hostage for these non-budgetary issues, this is going to continue to be an issue. Even if I were to vote yes downstate and say, you know what, just give the university 80% of their funding is better than zero, right? Even if I was to do that, the university would bleed $144 million. That is not in the best interest of the university. And so for us, we really want this budget discussion to be a budget discussion. Dealing with numbers, the impact of not having one, is simply causing the growth of our backlog, and that needs to stop.
Well, there's a lot of people still getting paid because of court-ordered spending. So what could the impact of that be without budgetary controls later in the year?
I mean, I think this is growing. As you know, I believe the last count we had is we're probably at almost $8 billion of unpaid bills. A good portion of it is, of course, is our pension debt. But another good portion of that is just unpaid bills. More agencies also are combining their resources, and the only way for them to get paid is to sue the state of Illinois. That is a ridiculous proposition. We have in my office right now four contracts that have been signed by the governor's administration, issue part of the money, and just completely stop paying the rest of it. Some of them are building projects right here in our community. And so you signed a contract and then withdrew the funds from those contracts because you don't have the money, but you're not willing to say, let's look at budget items only so that we can get the money to these agencies so they can continue to work.
Could the election change things if we're still in this, we're still in this standard?
You know, every election can change things. I mean, elections are built that way, and they always have their outcomes, right? We're in this position because an election was held and the outcomes were changed. And so that is always the case. But I hope that the voters are looking at the totality of the issue and being educated about what's going on in Springfield.
I'm wondering if you go back 7-8 months and any Republicans you talk to were more about the turnaround agenda and tried to drive home that, yeah, we should follow the edicts that the governor is proposing.
I think that they were certainly more vocal about the turnaround agenda back then. The speech the governor just did at the State of the State, he focused on some of the same exact things that was in the initial one that he did a year ago. And we've seen over the last year or two, certainly going back, the impact of some of these kind of recommendations in states that surround Illinois. And we've seen the negative impacts that have been as a result of those recommendations. And so I think people are less outspoken about some of those recommendations than they were a year ago. And the turnaround agenda hasn't made the progress that the governor has wanted throughout the state of Illinois. So the diversity of the district, yet he hasn't been able to really sell some of those items. I believe it's time for him to move away from those things and really say, I want to be a partner in governing Illinois. I want to be a partner with the legislature. I want to be a partner with both the House and the Senate and his leadership so that we can really get something done. And I just haven't heard that from him, and I haven't heard that too much at this point from the GOP. The GOP is saying, oh, the speaker standing in the way of us doing something. And of course, it's easy to have a boogeyman, but when you look very deeply underneath what's going on, you'll see the turnaround agenda is completely tied to everything that they put forward.